Hello everyone, I'm your host Zuri Flower. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 33. Today's topic is going to be drama in the streets and funny ways that we can get through it and protect ourselves. Everyone, I hope y'all having a good day today. Today's Positive Thursday is going to be off the hook, y'all. But also, like I always do every Positive Thursday, but most importantly, it's going to inspire each one of you, and it's going to make you think and look at life differently. And I know it's been so much drama going on the streets with the protesting and killings and people losing their job and just people just trying to make it every day. I know the last couple weeks I've been talking about serious topics and, you know, I've been, you know, joking around, you know, how I usually make my little jokes here and there, but I'm going to make y'all laugh today. We're going to have a ball, y'all. So I'm not going to be too uptight today. We're going to laugh and have some fun. So how do we get through drama on the streets? How can we protect ourselves? Although I know that, you know, we don't have control over what goes on in our lives and things that happen, most importantly, things that happen on the outside we don't have control of. But how can we protect ourselves from the outside drama with these senseless killings, like I said before, and, you know, our mind, especially if we're trying to move forward to have a better life, how can we protect ourselves? So the first thing that we can do is just pray. No matter what religion you are, prayer changes things. Even if you're eating or whatever, you say, you know what? Like, you know how sometimes, right? Say, for example, if you're having breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and some people do pray, you know, before they eat. And like myself, like I say, this is what I'll do. I say, thank you, Lord, for this food I'm about to eat. I say it in my mind, I eat. So praying makes a difference to protect ourselves from outside drama. And also, you know, them little things that you put in your ears, you know, like, you know how, I don't know if some of you still working or out of work, but for those of you are still working and have a blessing to work, like maybe in a hospital or even just go back to your regular job, is a blessing. So, you know, on jobs, you know, it's always some kind of gossip or somebody talking negatively. So, you know, the little earplugs you put in your ear, them little things, the block out things. So if you're in their environment, if you want to block out the drama of people that they be talking a lot of stuff, put them earplugs in the air and you act just like you don't hear la 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 la. I can't hear y'all. Question. I have a question to ask each one of you listeners. What kind of funny ways do y'all try to block outside drama? And you know, sometimes we can create our own drama on the outside, sometimes by the way we may think, you know. And I know that, I'm going to say this, I myself, for a very long time, you know, I always try to be a positive person and always try to stay out of a lot of drama and, you know, just stay to myself. I mean, I'm an outgoing person, but I'm very reserved. But sometimes I do find myself, sometimes I create my own drama. That's where I realize sometimes, and it reflects on the outside. You know how they say that whatever you think, it manifests. So say if you are a person that's positive or whatever, or say if you're a kind of person that always focus on more of the negative than the positive, that's going to create your reality. So we can sometimes create our own drama when we say certain things. We can say certain things or about things and situations, and that can create that drama. So sometimes the way that we speak to ourselves and how we, our outlook on certain things in life, depending on how you look at it, but especially if it's negative, it can create drama within our lives. But it's so many funny ways that we can block drama out of our life. Watching good comedy movies. There's so many good movies that can make you laugh, especially when there's stuff on the outside that's going on, or even just not drama on the outside. It can be drama in our families, because family can be something else. I mean, I love my family. I know y'all love your family, but it's always drama in my family. I got, on my mom's side, I have two sisters, and then on my dad's side, I got 5 sisters that I know of, and I got 3 brothers. So it's always some kind of drama, even though we don't see each other often. But sometimes it's always, you know, you have that one sibling where you go at it with sometimes. Well, I have a sister. Well, we got a lot better with a lot of things. But it used to be always drama in between us because she'd be so dramatic sometimes. So damn dramatic sometimes. Like, for example, she smokes weed. She's a big smoker. I'm not a smoker. And she smokes cigarettes. So she would come into my house at times before. This is like about a couple years ago. But even not too long ago anyway. So she would come into my house, light a cigarette up on my stove like it's her damn house, knowing darn well that I don't smoke. Now, come on now. That's not drama enough or what? And then she wonder why I say certain things. My sister is just drama herself. My sister Sunday. Hey, sis, shout out to you. Do y'all have family members that's just all about drama and you just try to stay away from them? You love them, but it's always something, even when they call you, you know, and then sometimes, you know, they be trying to say this or that. Oh, this going on with this person. Can I borrow this? And then don't make it sometimes you just want to just laugh. And you know that one family member when they always call you only when they want something. And then sometimes you just want to just cuss them out. And then, you know, to not cuss them out, you just get them that laugh like, oh, okay, yeah, okay. So family can create outside drama as well, too, as well as in the inside. Drama, protecting ourselves from drama, we can do like listening to good music. Music always is good therapeutic for protecting yourself from drama. And then with so much music, like different music from all different backgrounds and, you know, from all different cultures, that a lot of people like different music, like hip-hop, R&B, reggae. I mean, just a little bit of everything. And sometimes, you know, it can be drama. Drama can also affect us in a negative way, too, depending on how you look at it and how you see drama itself. Drama is like a movie. Who loves drama movies? Who loves that kind of movies that, you know, when you watch it, it's like you're watching it and it's like you just can't stop. Like the soap operas. Remember the soap operas like back in the day? Like Days of Our Lives and Santa Barbara. I mean, I used to love the soap operas. Especially, you know, watching. One of my favorites was, who used to watch One Life to Live? It used to come on Channel 6. I don't know if it's still come on now. But, you talking about drama? Oh my gosh. And now they have like these reality shows that come on that's making millions and millions of dollars. And people are tuning in faithfully. Like every time it come on, I used to watch them a lot. What about you? Do I have any listeners that like reality shows? I know there's a lot of you do. And I know a lot of you like drama. So don't front. Y'all love drama. A lot of you love drama. And it's crazy how these shows are making so much money with people fighting. You know, I guess, you know, negativity sell and drama sell. So people want to do what they got to do to, you know, to make money. For you ladies, for you singles, guys and ladies, and specifically for you ladies that's tuning in today that's single as myself. Have you ever met a guy, right? They approach you, they looking all good, and you're like, yes, I think I might meet the man of my dreams. And then to come find out when you get to know them, they be all about drama themselves. You know, they be like, oh, we think they single, but also you come find out that they're not, they're attached. And that comes with drama itself. I've been through that, ladies. I know many of you has been through that before, meeting a guy. You thinking that, okay, yes, he's handsome, yes. He's like, he's a nice guy, family man. And then to come find out he has a wife or a girlfriend. And you don't know until maybe probably after the fact, after you sleep with him. And then he's like, oh, yeah, I got a family. Now, that was drama. You know, drama that you didn't even know that was coming towards you. So we have to protect ourselves. Even though sometimes we might not know offhand, you know, what a person is about. Sometimes we can see it right from the get-go in the beginning stages of how a person is all about drama. And when you've been single for so long, you know, sometimes you may want to just settle and you'd be like, you know, okay. But settling is not good, you know? Settling is not good. Because when you settle, you can create not only drama in your life, but you create a whole lot of heartache and pain. Oh, trust me, I know. And speaking of outside drama, how many of you listen? Have y'all ever been to a stage play before? I know now since the coronavirus been going on, everything been locked down. Have y'all been to any live shows before? I've been to like a couple of them. I've seen a couple of Tyler Perry shows live in person. I think like two of them. And you know, for those of you fans that like Tyler Perry, you know his shows be off the hook. I mean, you know, you have Madea coming out, you know, dancing and giving words of a wisdom. I mean, and that itself, I mean, that's drama, but also you're getting wisdom and you laugh as well, too. And speaking of Tyler Perry play, I want to share a brief clip with y'all. One of his plays that I love, one of my favorites, and I know y'all probably, it's probably one of y'all favorites as well, too. It's called I Can Be Bad All By Myself or The Half and the Half Not. All right, give me a second, everyone. Let me pull this audio clip up. It's early, y'all. I know my words are stumbling a little bit. I didn't have a drink yet. It's not Friday. How's the weather where y'all at? Is it warm? Is it cold? Here where I'm at in Philly, it's raining and it stopped. So it's been like really crazy. It's like about 6:27 a.m. here in Philly where I'm at. Listeners, I can't find that clip right now. So I'll share it with you before the show is over. So drama on the streets and how the funny ways that we can protect ourselves. The first thing that we can do is, first of all, try to find us a good place to eat. Because I know a lot of us been eating at home. You know, because a lot of things been closed, so you can't eat at these different restaurants. And number two, another way that we can protect ourselves from outside drama is just staying productive and positive and keeping our minds on the right things and keeping negative people out of our life. You know, sometimes the drama comes from the things that we have in our life, whether it's people, outside drama, or the way we think. I mean, just different things. And, you know, life can be so funny and drama can be so funny as well, too. But also in a serious way. Drama, you know, has been going on from some time for so long, even before each one of us is born. In our parents' lives, their parents' lives, like a generational curse. And drama, we don't have no control over certain things that happen in life. You know, things just happen and we have to learn from them. I had to learn so many life lessons from outside drama, not only from the outside world, but also the drama that I created in myself that reflected my outside world. And one of them was allowing people into my life that I knew that wasn't right for me. And you know how we go through different seasons in our life and we learn different lessons. And life is like, you know, you just learn and you learn and learn. Life is like a journey. Like, for example, I'm going to share this one story with y'all. I don't know if I shared it with y'all before. So, as y'all know, I had told many of you listeners and I shared my story with y'all. I had went through a weight loss transformation. Back in 2017, I made one of the best decisions of my life was to lose weight because I was having health problems. I was 224 pounds. And at the time, I was dating somebody during that time. And I thought this guy was right for me, but he wasn't. He was full of drama and lies. And I settled to be with him because I was single for a long time. And I was like, you know, I want somebody special in my life. And I thought he was perfect. And to come find out this guy was with me because of what I had. And not only that, he was just a leech, but not putting the blame on him. But I allowed that outside drama into my life. And one thing I learned from it after I got through, you know, all that, you know, with dealing with him, I made the best decision of my life by losing weight during that time in 2017. And I created drama in my life that caused my outside drama to affect my life. Does that make sense, y'all? So anyway, I don't want to be all over the place, and I want to be transparent with y'all. I don't want to see like I'm perfect. And if I mess up on this podcast or say the wrong thing, it's okay, because we all not perfect. I'm not perfect, and I want to be transparent with each one of you and upfront and honest. So as I was saying, met the guy back in 2007, back in 2016 actually, but been back and then in 2017 when everything fell apart with our relationship. Well, supposedly relationship. I thought it was, but it wasn't. It wasn't real love. It was a joke, y'all. It was a joke. It was a joke. But also a hurtful situation in my life, because I really thought this guy loved me. But the most thing I found out was that it wasn't what I thought it was, and I didn't love myself. So I made a decision on my life to lose weight in 2017 because I was having a lot of health problems. And, you know, I ate a lot of things that wasn't right for me, and it was really bad. So now that I made that decision back in 2017 to lose weight, what happened was, let me tell you how I made my transformation and how did I, in a funny way, how I, in a funny way, let me get it together. Okay, and I'm going to tell you how I was able to lose the weight and turn my drama that I thought was that bad into a funny way that helped change my life. So I lost the weight, went to Weight Watchers twice a week, had a trainer that helped me twice a week. The pounds started coming off one by one. And now today, currently in 2020, I weigh 160 pounds. And it was not easy at all. But now where I'm at in my life, when I think about the drama that happened back then and how I found ways to protect myself and learn from it, I can laugh about it. I can laugh about it. And I can laugh about it and say, you know what? This happened in my life. It was a lot of drama, and I also created drama within myself. I can't blame no one else, and I can laugh about it and learn from it. Have y'all ever been through a situation in your life before, like life dramas, where other people brought drama in your life, or you created your own drama, and you sit and think to yourself, wow, I created this drama myself? And also, you certain things, you might get into like a conversation with somebody, like conflict or whatever, and then once you think about it, you might bust out laughing. You're like, you know what, that wasn't that deep. I ain't had to hand slap that person. We ain't had to have a Jerry I didn't have to go there. It wasn't no Jerry show episode. We ain't had to fight or nothing, you know. And that's how life happens. But life is what you make it and how you look at things. So remember this: drama, outside drama, don't have to always come from the outside, and you don't always have to look at it in a negative way. You can look at it in a funny way, and you can protect yourself by doing the things I have mentioned, like listening to good music, praying, whatever works for you. Because drama do affect a lot of people's life, and a lot of people's lives are the story, you know, when it's drama that happens, you know, all year round and just in everyday life. But how you see it, it makes a huge, huge just the difference. Absolutely. Do y'all have any plans this weekend, you listeners? Like, what y'all have planned this weekend? I know it's the first day of summer. It's coming up. What is it? Saturday? Yeah, Saturday. And here in Philly, I think it's supposed to be like in the 90s. How's the weather going to be at where y'all at? It's going to be warm. That got your beach outfits out. I'm ready to go to the beach, everyone. I'm ready to go to the beach. My daughter, she lived like in California, not too far from Vegas. And she wanted me to come down there. I'm going to go down there a little bit before my birthday, because I'm ready for this. I need a vacation. I really do. You know, just enjoy the summer, because soon as you know it, the year is going to go by so fast. I was at home yesterday and I was looking at my calendar and stuff like that, and I was counting the months. I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, time go by so fast. It don't wait for no one. In 6 months, we'll be in 2021. That is like crazy. And my son, he just graduated from high school. And I'm like, wow, I got an empty nest. Do I have any of you listeners that have kids that graduated this year?
Isn't it crazy how time fly, how our kids, they was a little baby and now they almost just as big as us. Because these kids, they grow so fast. Oh, really fast. They really do. They grow so fast. So, as I was saying about drama on the outside, it is so hard to protect ourselves, be protected by outside drama. And even if you can be the most positive person, it can have an effect on you, no matter in certain parts in a way. But if you practice it every day and just try to focus on, you know, what makes you feel good and what fits best for you, you'll be okay. You'll be okay. You'll be okay. Absolutely. Short commercial break, everyone, and I'll be back to finish up our topic today. Topic is how to protect yourself from drama. And also, excuse me, everyone, drama on the streets. And also how funny ways we can protect ourselves. I didn't have no drink, y'all. It's not Friday. This commercial break is brought to you by Zoe Flower Healthy Foods on the Go. Check out Zoe Flower Healthy Foods on the Go every Wednesday on Zoe Flower YouTube page. All right, everyone, I am back for the commercial break, everyone. So I want to say this. This is what I want to say. I have six ways, additional funny ways, different ways that we can protect ourselves from outside drama. First of all, when you're going out the door, make sure your shoes are your shoestrings are tied, because you don't want to fall down the steps and somebody see and laugh at you, and then you want to fight them. Now, that's going to be drama and funny. Number two, ladies, when you go outside the door, make sure your makeup is on right. Make sure your lips is did right, because if you go out the door and your lipsticks look all smear and you got a whole bunch of makeup on your face and it look like you are a dead person being made up and somebody's looking and laughing, oh, look at that girl. She got on so much makeup. Ew. It's like, no. Number three, smile. You don't want to go outside looking all mean and all uptight, looking like somebody, like you have a whole bunch of sour balls. You want to smile and block that drama out. Number four, the fight outside drama. You can walk up and down the street and say, la, 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 I'm going to be happy no matter what. And people are going to be looking at you like you are crazy because you're walking up and down the street and you got your fingers in your ears like, la, 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 I'm going to be happy. Number five, just be yourself and protect yourself. Put your glasses on. That's like you all put your protective glasses on. Number five. Put your protective glasses on. Number five. It's going to be called. I'm protecting myself from outside drama glasses. So you're going to put them glasses on every time you go out. So any kind of drama that's going around you, it won't even faze you because you got your protective drama glasses on. I can't hear y'all. And number six, just create your own world and say, drama, no, 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 you're not going to get the best of me. Well, y'all thought that was funny or not? I thought it was funny, everyone. I know a lot of you maybe thought it was funny. But on a serious note, this is what I want to say. I want to say this. I want to ask y'all, how have each one of you been making out, you know, with all this stuff been going on and, you know, with the violence and just everything that been going on? How everyone been making out? How have y'all been doing? Like, you know, what kind of things? I know I had asked y'all in the beginning, like, what kind of things did y'all do to stay positive and to protect your family? And, you know, what have y'all been doing? Because I believe that if we all come to, I mean, I believe that if we have our own, how can I say this? If we have our own plan, like, as far as, like, how we want to live our lives and with the life that we create, you know, it does make a difference from, you know, how we can live our lives as far as it wouldn't matter what's going on in the outside world, whether it's drama or negativity, because we know how to protect ourselves. So what kind of ways, in a positive way, how do y'all try to stay drama-free and stay away from, let me start over again. Let me slow down. Because, like, every time I talk fast, you know, I guess, like, I can say nervous a little bit, because I am, believe it or not, even though I'm talking to each one of you like I'm talking to y'all like I knew y'all forever, I am a little shy sometimes, but I'm going to slow down. So I just want to ask y'all, how do y'all protect yourself from outside drama? Like, what kind of things do y'all do to protect your mind and to protect your families? Like, what do y'all do? And that's this podcast. I would love for y'all to send me an email, your feedbacks of this podcast, and future podcast ideas. And I would love to hear that. Yes, I will. So I found that clip I want to share with y'all. It's a brief clip of Tyler Perry and one of his plays. He was talking about, the topic was Let Them Go. And what he was talking about is drop people out of your life that's not meant for your life. And you know how we try to keep, not even just people in our lives, but just things like habits or whatever, we don't want to let go. But sometimes that's necessary if we want to move forward into the best lives that we want to live. So I found that clip. It's called Let Them Go. I found it on YouTube. It's a classic. I listened to that many a times when I was even going through my situation in my life, when I was having a hard time of letting go of certain things. So, and I believe that is going to help, you know, each one of you. Let me find this clip really briefly. Give me 1 second.
What am I supposed to do now?
Get up and go on with your life. It's all right. Sit around, be depressed for a minute, cry about it, do whatever you have to, but don't stay there too long. Get up and go on with your life. So you know what this is what I learned in all these years on this earth. If somebody want to walk out of your life, let them go. Especially if you know you done everything you can do, you done sat around and been the best man or the best woman you could be, and they still want to go, let them go. Whatever they running after, they'll see what they had in a minute, but by then it's going to be too late. Because you'll sit there and you'll go. Because half these people, you be sitting around crying about it, worried about 2-3 years from now, you ain't going to even remember their last name. How many times you done seen folks somewhere, you be like, what the hell was I thinking? I must have been lonely as hell to hook up with you. Let folks go, son. Some people come in your life for a lifetime, some come for a season. You got to know which is which. And you're going to always mess up when you mix them seasonal people up with lifetime expectations. You can't. They got people that got married with people they was only supposed to be with for a season. And they got married to people they only supposed to be with for a season and wonder why they're having so much hell in their life. That was the person that was supposed to come and teach you one thing. You didn't know it, so you just fell in love. And now you wonder why, hey, you ain't got no peace, nowhere you go. No, no. Just listen, I put everybody come in my life in the category of a tree. Some people are like leaves on a tree. The wind blow, they over here. They unstable. Blow the other way, they over here. Ain't nothing. Season change, they wither and die, they gone. That's all right. That's some people. Most people in the world are like that. They just there to take from the tree. They ain't there to do nothing but take and give shade every now and then. That's all they can do. But don't get mad at people like that. That's who they are. They gonna never be nothing. That's what they put on this earth. Be what they are, a leaf. Some people are like a branch on that tree. You gotta be careful with them branches too, because they'll fool you. They'll get there and make you think they're a good friend and they're real strong, but the minute you step out there on them, they'll break and leave you high and dry. But if you find you 2 or 3 people in your life that's like the roots at the bottom of that tree, you are blessed, because that's them the kind of people that ain't going nowhere. They ain't worried about being seen. Don't nobody have to know that they know you. They ain't got to know what they're doing for you. But if them roots wasn't there, that tree couldn't live. You understand? man, and they ain't got a whole, a tree can have 100 million branches, but only a few roots down at the bottom to make sure it get everything you need. I'm telling you, son, when you get you some roots, hold on to them, but the rest of them, let it go. Just let it go. Let folks go.
It's not always that easy.
Ain't nobody said it was going to be easy, but it'll get easy when you learn how to love yourself. When you get to a point in your life where you look at people and you go, okay, wait a minute, you or me, you will make a decision. Because when you telling folks to do something, and I never throw nobody away. I've never in my life just thrown nobody away to say, look, don't bother me no more, don't talk to me. No, I've never done it. What I do is I tell you, say, look, this thing you're doing right here, that's going to cause a problem. You need to fix that, because if we're going to be friends, we're going to be cool, you got to fix that. And if you don't, we're going to have an issue. If you see somebody fix it, or they even trying to fix it, that's somebody that care. Keep them people around. That's a leaf that's trying to grow up and be something else. You understand? But if you tell somebody that what you're doing is hurting me and I need you to stop it, and they keep doing it, they don't care. Move on. Let them go. No matter how much it hurt, let them go. And it'll get easy. I promise you, every day it'll get easier and easier and easier. We just got to make it through.
Everyone, that was the play called, excuse me, I forgot the name of the play, but I know that it's on one of Tyler Perry plays. It was a clip that's called Let Them Go. It's on YouTube. You can check it out yourself. And that's a part of drama. Sometimes we have people in our lives that is hard to let go. We have to let them go because it can create negative function in our lives, and it can destroy our lives as well too. So I just want to say I am super happy to know that this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life episode 33, Outside Drama, Funny Ways to Protect Yourself from Dramas, has inspired each one of you. Please share this podcast with others, because there is powers in the numbers. And also connect with me at Zoe Flower YouTube page and subscribe. I really will appreciate that. And also follow me on Zoe Flower Instagram. I'm Zoe Flower 8. And I'm at Zoe Flower Twitter. God bless each one of you. Send me a message on this podcast or email me at ZoeFlower8@gmail.com. I'll talk to each one of you on the next Positive Thursday. God bless y'all.
Heart again, another lesson learned. Better know your friends, or else you will get burned. Gotta count on me, 'cause I can guarantee that I'll be fine. No more pain, no more pain, no more pain, no more pain, no drama, no more drama. In my life, no one's gonna make me hurt again. But I play the fool, go through ups and downs, knowing all the time you wouldn't be around. For maybe I.